That's why they call me. Welcome to another episode of the Jerry's World Sports Podcast, episode 2 of the rebrand. I've got my wonderful corrupt commissioner, Nick, back on as a special guest once again. Today we are just going to do a draft review, go over some report card rankings post-draft regarding all the teams in the Bad Company Fantasy Football League. You can't win on draft day, but you can certainly lose on draft day, a wise man once said. So we're gonna get into that. May also just, time permitting, rant about our baseball teams that we support who have been very crap lately, and also just chat about the Nickelback concert that we both attended last week. But let's get into it as we begin with the draft card report. The draft report cards, I should say. I can't fucking talk, but no, let's get right into it, Corrupt Commish.
Yeah, thanks. So thanks for the great introduction there, Jerry. And I'm so glad to be here tonight to be able to cover the Republican debate live with you. If you guys came in ready to listen to that, you are in the right place. So stay with us. As you can see, Ron DeSantis is on TV right now.
Ron DeSantis.
And what do you think about this so far, Jerry?
Ron DeSantis is on TV. He doesn't stand a chance against Lionel Messi, okay? Ron DeSantis isn't even the most popular person in his own state right now.
Gotcha. All right, I was just kidding. Of course, we're here for the draft report cards. I'm your commissioner. And this is the first time I'm sharing my screen with Jerry, so this is the first time he's going to see my grades on everyone's draft. And we're going to start from the first pick, and that means Hunter, we're going to review your draft first, and we're going to go start positionally and work our way down. So we're going to start right at the top at quarterback, and Hunter, you're leading us off here with a bang. Anthony Richardson, I gave you a D+ right off the bat. He's a sleeper. I like his rushing upside, but this QB room, him and Daniel Jones, that's got to be one of the worst in the league. Jerry, any comment on that?
I mean, honestly, like, he took QB room, honestly, not the best. I mean, there are certainly better QB rooms in the league for sure. I will say that, like, you know, Anthony Richardson, unproven rookie. We don't know what's going to happen with them. Daniel Jones coming off a good season last year, but the question is, can he continue and build off of what he did there? So, I mean, D+, it's respectable. Both of these are unproven. Well, one's a rookie and the other one's unproven. So, Hunter, you, my guy, like, have got, you've got some question marks at QB. I mean, maybe that's what he tried to call me about earlier today. He called me 3 times today. Maybe he wanted to trade QBs. I have no clue.
Probably. Well, let me run down the rest of his positions first before we get in depth, and then we can talk about his whole team as a whole. So running back, it doesn't get much better. It actually gets worse. I gave Hunter a D at running back. Wide receiver, I'm not going to lie, this is probably the best wide receiver trio in the league. Jamar Chase, Olave, and Devonta Smith, they've got to be 1, 2, 3 right at the top. I gave you an A+ there. Tight end, though, that's an easy F. I think this is the only F I gave in the whole draft report card.
Wow, I didn't even get an F. Wow.
Kincaid getting an F, taken way too early. I believe it was like in the 6th round. I mean, you could have got him in like the 10th or further back. I know this is a Buffalo Bills homer league, but still, wow.
Yeah,
that was,
you fucking
rookie
homers.
Tight ends just do not produce. That was a big reach. Flex, I gave you a B because you do have Devonta Smith. JSN's a good rookie wide receiver on the bench as well. But he's
injured.
Also injured, so that's not good. And then defense and kicker, this is going to be a common trend amongst the report cards. I gave the defense a C- and the kicker a C-. There's not going to be much parity amongst those picks across the board in the whole league. So overall, Hunter, I'm giving you a D plus for your whole draft. Everything after the first three rounds where you took those three good wide receivers was surprising in a bad way. Hunter, I think he's looking at a down year this year. What do you think, Jerry?
I mean, in my honest opinion, I am kind of shocked. Usually Hunter comes out with good teams, like, at the draft. I mean, when he drafted Kincaid, it all went downhill from there because he said that he was going for a bit of a reach. And honestly, like, I feel like the rest of the draft was just a bit of a reach after that, like, when you're being honest there. I mean, the wide receiver room is probably the best, like you said, best trio there. Running backs, I mean, honestly, not great options. But then again, like, this is just my opinion. Unless you took running backs in the first three rounds, like with your first three draft picks, like, there's not much after that, honestly. Like, the running back market, honestly, drops drastically after round three.
We didn't mention his running backs. It is Aaron Jones and Khalil Herbert are his one and two. And, I mean, Aaron Jones has been good in the past, but he's getting a little older. Aaron Rodgers isn't there anymore. Maybe he'll get more work, but maybe less receiving work. So, I don't know. It remains to be seen. And Khalil Herbert, he looks to be the lead back in Chicago.
Herbert won't even be the leading rusher in Chicago, okay?
Yeah, also true. Not forget many rushing touchdowns with Justin Fields there. So.
Exactly. I mean, D plus there. I mean, your hot take, Hunter could come in last place. I was just gonna say Hunter probably won't even make the playoffs. Honestly, like it may be a down year, but like, you know, Hunter could just come and, you know, make some trades along the way. I know the phones are gonna be buzzing and ringing throughout the season. Yeah. He could go into panic mode. You never know. But D plus. Yeah. I see it. It's respectable.
Yeah, he's going to work throughout the season at improving his team, no doubt. But he does have upside. I mean, it looks bad on paper, but there is upside on this team. I guess it would be a D if they were older players. But like I said, the rookies, it kind of moves him up to that plus, D plus. I think he could. There is room for improvement there.
There definitely is.
Yeah, I project Hunter going 4-10 and coming in last place. So. Anything else? I mean, the Hunter, he did have a tough spot picking on the turn, so he did have to reach basically every pick he wanted. He had to reach if he wanted his guy, but that's about all I have to say about Hunter's draft. Anything else about the general manager of Big Bird, Jerry?
I think Big Bird is the actual GM of this team. I mean, Big Bird definitely made some big some bird-brained picks for sure, but
well said.
You know, well, honestly, let's just move on to next one.
This one's gonna go real fast. Lots of good grades on this draft, Nick.
Corrupt.
This is gonna be the best draft you're gonna read right here. I'll read it off real quick. Quarterback B plus. Justin Fields is discount Jalen Hurts. Everybody knows that. Running back, I gave myself a B. I put a lot of faith in Josh Jacobs returning to this team, but if he does, they're gonna run him into the ground, and he's gonna be great, just like last year. Jahmyr Gibbs is my other running back two. He's a rookie with some upside. I think I reached a little bit on him, but he was the guy I wanted, so I had to take him being close to the turn there. Receiver, I gave myself a B. I got Stephon Diggs, who's going to have to do a lot of heavy lifting. Tight end, I gave myself a C-. I honestly could have given myself a D here. I waited till the very end and really just took the best of whatever was left. It's kind of a crapshoot at tight end if you don't get one of the top three or four guys. And then flex, I also gave myself a C-. I've got some veteran receivers there that, you know, kind of find themselves in interesting positions in Hollywood Brown and Tyler Lockett. And then, like I said, defense and kicker, not much parity between these grades. I gave myself a C and for defense and kicker just because I took them with my last two picks. And who doesn't love Younghoe Koo? What a fun name that is. Give myself a C for that alone. So overall, I gave myself a C+. I think my team's pretty balanced and should compete for a playoff spot. And then you never know what can happen if you just get there. That's the goal. Just get to the playoffs and, you know, hope for the best from that point on. Jerry, what do you think?
I just find it hilarious that ESPN ranked your team below Hunter's and second to last.
Talk about that.
Second to last in the league. But no, going down the list here, quarterback.
They fired all their fantasy football workers. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The so-called experts have no fucking clue what they're doing. I know. Your team's going to start telling Ryan Clark to shut the fuck up, right? No, in all seriousness, kind of looks like your report card. I mean, no A's anywhere to be found almost. Honestly, you have a pretty solid team for the most part. I mean, your QB room, like, your QB room is pretty good. Running back, I mean, like, it is, like you said, it is risky, but, like, you still have Josh Jacobs, and Josh Jacobs, like, on his day, 100%, is one of the best running backs in the league. I was still a little bit baffled that you took Stephon Diggs, like, second overall in the draft, but, I mean, at the same time, like, I kept Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson was kept, Ja'Marr Chase was taken number one overall. I mean, and like I said, the running back market, like, did you really want to go with a running back? Or honestly, like, it was a safe pick there. Like you said, tight end, if you don't have one of the top four guys, like, it's a crapshoot. And then just moving down the list, like, defense, kicker, like, I mean, no kicker is going to be, unless you have Justin Tucker, like, your kicker is, like, not entirely accurate there. And then your defense, like, okay, like, defenses, like, defensive rankings go up and down on a week-to-week basis. So, seems fairly balanced, like you said. I still find that ESPN ranking hilarious. Let's move on to my team, and we'll go through this very quickly.
One last thing, I just want to say that I project myself going 7-7. Also, I'll give you my projections for every win, loss for every team. So, let's move on to Jerry, and brace yourselves, folks. This is going to be a doozy.
This is going to be as bad as Ron DeSantis's future tenure as president.
Let's read them and weep. At QB, I gave you a B. Patrick Mahomes in the second round. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the league, but a second-round pick is awfully expensive.
At least I didn't waste my first-round pick on a QB, okay? I mean,
yeah, some people did.
Some people took Josh Allen, I mean, come on, in the first round. Well, not naming names.
We'll get to that later. We're talking about Jerry's team right now. Ramondre Stevenson and DeAndre Swift at running back. I gave you a C-. I like Stevenson, but now that Zeke is there, and the report is Zeke is taking the goal line work, he's taking the passing work, and that's all Stevenson's that's all where all the points are going to be. When you catch the ball and run it into the end zone,
Zeke's been packing weight, though, so they may be getting ready to put him at center again.
Yeah. Yeah, very possible. And then at wide receiver, I gave you a B. Keeping Hill was the right pick, in my opinion. And Evans, he might be over the hill at this point in his career, but he's been solid no matter who his quarterback has been in the past, whether it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jameis Winston, it doesn't matter. He's always been a quality fantasy receiver. Tight end, C+. Darren Waller, I like Darren Waller, and he kind of falls in that top three or four category, in my opinion. I think he might have been a little early in the draft. I think he took him in the fourth.
Gotta grab one of those top four guys, okay? If you don't grab one of those top four guys, you're just having a crapshoot at tight end, okay?
I just don't like taking a quarterback and a tight end both that early in the draft. I think that really hurts your running back room and wide receiver room and flex in general. And speaking of flex, I gave you a C- because I'm not very high on George Pickens. Williams could be valuable early in the season for New Orleans. That's Jamal Williams, if in case you were wondering, with Kamara on suspension. Keandre Miller was also hurt, but I think he's back. And I do like taking a chance on Sky Moore that late in the draft. But I gave you a C-. Defense and kicker, both Cs. Basically, copy and paste the same comments about kickers and defense. So overall, Jerry, I gave you a C- for your draft. A little better than Hunter, but not quite as good as me. And I mean, that's okay. Not everybody can be as talented as a drafter as me. So
according to ESPN, I'm six. According to ESPN, I'm seven spots better than you.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith doesn't know nothing about this team. Okay, the depth for this team really falls off for me. DeAndre Swift was a waste of a pick, but my hot take is you will have a better record than Hunter this year. But I do project your record to be just 5-9, unfortunately.
Jared, well, I'll just prove you wrong once again, get back into the playoffs and get back into the Final Four, hopefully. In regards to my quarterback pick, I told you, like, after the draft, like, when we talked about, like, when I talked with you and Brad, like, I didn't realize Ryan took Amon-Ra St. Brown because, like, he didn't say that he took him. Like, he just put him on the board, walked back. So, like, I was looking. I'm like, oh, he's still there. And then I woke up and he was there. Brof took Derrick Henry. I was good, like... Then I kind of like, I'm like, crap, okay. But then because I didn't realize St. Brown was taken, I'm like, oh, and I look at the board and I'm like, oh shit. Like, so like two, those were my two guys that I wanted in the second round. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Who cares? Like, take Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Josh Allen was already taken off the board. Might as well grab Patty Mahomes, you know, on like, cause my Q, you know, QB, like having, like after like round, once I got into like round 7, 8, whatever, if I didn't have a quarterback, like the room would have been slim pickings, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, okay, Aaron Rodgers, Tua would have been available. I did take Tua once again, signed him to a 1-year extension on my team because, you know, he helped me out. But no, I mean, and then back to tight end, like I said, if you don't have like one of those top four guys, it is a crapshoot. Waller probably is going to be our top receiver this season, which, I mean, isn't a bad thing. It's just more along the lines of, can he stay healthy? And honestly, I like the upside to Pickens. I'm not going to go out and say that I think he's more talented than Justin Jefferson. That was a bold fucking take there. I don't remember what Bozo said that. It might have been Ryan Clark.
Yeah, it was.
Huh?
It was.
Oh, well, then he can shut the fuck up then. Tua, I'm with you, okay? But... I like the upside to him. I mean, honestly, all he's got to do is just right place, right time for Kenny Pickett. Honestly, I mean, like that's all I ask for. Sky Moore, I took a chance on. I mean, you know, honestly, like Kansas City's wide receiver room, like, you know, did it, like, went down a little bit just in terms of like who left and who came in. Obviously, Travis Kelce is still going to be the number one pass catcher, but like, I mean, I think Sky Moore could have a decent year. And honestly, defense kicker, like, defenses were going in round 10, which was obscene. So I'm just like, all right, what's the best available? And I'm like, oh, okay, somebody didn't take the team that has Sauce Gardner on it, so we'll go with that. And then kicker, well, I wanted to do a write-in pick as my last pick as a tribute to RJ, but somebody said that we had to pick a kicker.
You have to.
I have to.
Got to fill the roster.
I Rick Jenner Redwood would have been my kicker, okay?
Okay. You could have wrote him in.
I wanted to. You said you have to take an actual kicker. Although
I don't remember this conversation.
You said that.
Lance Grant is my kicker 2 years ago.
You said that we had to have a full roster with like actual players before the draft started.
No, you just had to fill every position. So last year I took Lance Grant as my kicker. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Let's move on to Bro.
Yeah, I'm done talking about this terrible team.
Terrible? ESPN has us ranked higher than you.
No, ESPN doesn't know. All right, let's move on to a real team. A real team of veterans.
A real team of veterans. This team. This man lost to me in the playoffs last season. He lost to me.
This team. Sorry, Jerry. We're moving on to the next team, and that's Brophy's team. Poppy's prize possession, and these guys... They're going to be put in a retirement home real soon because this has got to be the oldest team in the league. Let's read it down this year. Quarterback, B+, bro. Good pick. Lamar Jackson without reaching. He's going to be great this year. Running back, I gave you a B. Derrick Henry in the second round is a steal. Miles Sanders is a little controversial this year, but we'll see what happens. Wide receiver, I give you a B+. Cup could return to greatness this year, or he already has a hammy injury. This could be his last season in the league. There's no in-between for Cup. It's either he's going to be great or it's his last year. C for tight end, Evan Ingram. Sure, he's okay. He's a middle-tier kind of guy. Flex, I gave you a C+. I like Deontay Johnson this year. He was historically unlucky last year, but I do like him this year. And then defense and kicker, I also gave you a C for copy and paste comments from before. So overall, I gave this team a B. I feel like this team would be elite 3 years ago. This has got to be the oldest team in the league. They've got Jeff Wilson Jr. They've got Adam Thielen. They've got
Cooper Kupp.
Derrick Henry. I mean, all these guys are so old. Greg the Leg is really old as a kicker. I mean, they can last longer, but this team is so old.
And then he took the Ravens defense. Guys on the Ravens defense are old too.
Yeah, that's true. He already picked up the Ravens defense, first waiver claim of the year. There you go, bro. And one thing I want to say about that is you can see what other teams put their how much they wagered to get their picks this year. So ESPN allows you to do that. So that's fun to see. Profi put 25, and then I was the only other team to put a waiver claim in on the Ravens. I'm not sure how they went undrafted, but that's a good pickup for Brof. My hot take for this team is four guys on this roster will play their final NFL game of the season, of their career this season.
Well, so, are they going to retire like mid-season or at the end of the season?
It doesn't matter. At some point this year, it'll be their
Cooper
last
Kupp just says, played. Fuck it, the Rams suck, retires after like week 10. I've done enough.
Yeah. I mean, they may not announce their retirement this year, but they're going to be on the free agents until they retire, maybe. So. ESPN loves this team, and I do love this team also. If they can stay healthy and find the fountain of youth, I got these guys going 9-5. Jerry, what do you think about your old roommate's draft this year?
Well, I will say this. I mean, he's probably looking to definitely looking to improve the team after a bitter loss in the playoffs last season. I wonder who he lost to in the playoffs. I mean, you know, horrible loss for him on so many standards, considering it was to me. But no, QB room looks good. I mean, he took Lamar Jackson, should have a better season. I'm not saying 2019 Lamar is going to show up, but he's got a better passing attack, more weapons. I mean, like you said, they're pretty solid option. I'm not happy they took Derrick Henry. I was hoping they would have been available, but hey, you know what? Fortune favors the bold and the brave, and Brof got him there, so no problem. I'm not happy that he didn't fall to me, but hey, it's like that. Wide receiver room, Cooper Kupp on his day, top five receiver in the league, but he's injured already. DK Metcalf, another great wide receiver. Tight end, I mean, you got bricks for hands. Evan Ingram, I mean, couldn't catch a cold, but it is like, hey, he's doing good down in Jacksonville. I will give him that, so I can't say anything totally terrible about him. Flex, C+. I mean, defense, like, okay, he got the Ravens defense, like, after drafting the Vikings, like you said, how the Ravens defense went undrafted, that doesn't make any sense. And kicker, like I said, unless you have Justin Tucker as your kicker, like, you're pretty much just a crapshoot after that. I do think Adam Thielen will be a bust down in Carolina, honestly. I think Carolina is just not going to be a good team in general. Nah. Honestly, Brof has a solid team. Obviously, like, he's already made a waiver claim. Probably make some more. You know, we'll see what happens. Let's move on to Dan.
Yeah, and let's speed up a little bit because, like, those were our three or four main listeners. I think we'll go more in depth on other teams. But Dan, we can kind of breeze through here. He's not going to listen to this.
Dan's not going to listen to this. You got to fucking see. I mean, honestly, his only good pick was Travis Kelce. Keeping him was the right call. He's Mahomes's top pass catcher, top playmaker. I mean, that's a bull. That was great there. Taking Dak Prescott as his QB with Mike McCarthy's offense that is terrible. I'm taking the over on 17 picks thrown. Dak said he's gonna throw less than 10 interceptions. I'm saying 20. I mean, honestly, everything else, like, you know, it's okay, but, like, it's still also terrible. Dan's not making the playoffs. This is a typical injury report team. Half the team's going to be injured by, like, week 6, and then
they're already all injured. All the running backs, every single one of them has had an injury in the past year or so.
Jesus Christ.
They're not injured right now.
If only Dan didn't go to a bowling tournament, maybe he could have had a better draft.
Honestly, I would argue his best pick was the one we made for him in Breece Hall. So, I mean, you're welcome, Dan.
Other than keeping Travis Kelce, that's probably the case there.
Yeah,
you know, we could put some blame on Brad, you know, having to communicate for Dan, though. Brad was more focused on Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah, for sure. Dan, we give you a C. You can read our full grades in the comments. I'll send the link out. I got Dan going 6-8. That's my projection. And with that, let's move on.
Actually going to have him going 500, even though his team is terrible. He always finds a way to sneak out some wins there, and also finds a way to sneak into the playoffs and go on deep playoff runs. So, Dan, while I say your team is terrible, I'm also saying that you will find a way.
Yeah, he usually does. So, moving on. It's Frank the Tank. Frank, we'll go through this one pretty quick. B minus for quarterback. He got Joe Burrow. Running back, C plus. Pollard, I was surprised he took that early. Wide receiver, C minus. Wild's nice, but don't like the rest of the room. Tight end, I gave him an A. Andrews is discount Travis Kelce. Good pick. Flex, I gave him a C minus. Defense, I gave him an A. One of the only A's for defense because he took the Dallas Cowboys defense in the 12th round, which is definitely the biggest steal of the draft. And kicker, he got a C just like everybody else. Jerry, I give Frank the Tank a B minus. Taking Burrow and Andrews early left the rest of the team on the weaker side. Like I said about your team, with their running backs and receivers a little on the weaker side, but still a B minus overall. I like Tank Bigsby. I think he's going to get all the receiving work. I think he's going to be a good sleeper pick for this team. And ESPN loves him. That's another
team.
Yeah, I
saw that.
And I've got him projected to go 9-5. What do you think, Jerry?
Honestly, like Frank's this draft and all the years that I have been in the league, Frank's draft this year has been the best out of every other year that I've been in the league. I mean, he was joking about strategy-wise after, like, round four to do best available. But, I mean, like, he had some really solid picks, took some really solid players. Joe Burrow,
I agree.
Top five quarterback. Mark Andrews, second,
one
third. Yeah, 1-2 practically.
Top two and not two.
Top two is two. Travis Kelce says otherwise. We joke about the Cowboys defense because I always like to take them because, you know, that's my joke there. But in all seriousness, on paper, the Cowboys defense like has a really solid defensive side of the ball. I mean, you got Micah Parsons, Trevon Diggs, you got Stephon Gilmore. Got a few other guys.
Stephon Gilmore. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, they got Stephon Gilmore now. I can't remember if he was traded there or went there through free agency, but he's there now opposite Trevon Diggs. Honestly, like that's the only, I mean, honestly, it's a pretty good pick there. And then McPherson, even though like I say it's a crapshoot after Justin Tucker, he's a pretty solid kicker as well there. He's a pretty solid kicker. I don't like that he took Tony Pollard like so early just because Pollard's coming off of an injury, and also the fact that like since he is coming off of an injury, like I'm really not sure how the Cowboys running back room is going to work there. But no, solid team. I mean, it's really going to come down to management of the team, honestly. Like, the roster is there. It's going to be roster management that gets this team to the playoffs. If Frank can keep it consistent, then everything will go swimmingly for him. Roster management and injuries. Injuries are always a factor, but Frank, don't mess up the roster. Whatever you have going for you, And if it's working like week in, week out, don't mess it up. That's my advice to you. I want you to win. I also want steak and lobster, but mainly I want you to win. He's going to call me out and say, Jerry, you always talk bad about my team. You got nothing nice to say. Frank, I'm saying everything nice that I can here. Let's move quickly through Brad because he's not going to listen, and Brad, the Sens still fucking suck.
Yeah. All right, so Brad's team.
B+.
Brad's going to get a good grade here, too. Brad got an A for quarterback.
That is a bold motherfucking take right there.
Brad got an A for running back, Eckler and Chubb. He got a D for wide receiver, Calvin Ridley. Hasn't played in 2 years. He's his wide receiver one. He's getting a D. Tight end, he got a C plus. Flex, he got a C. Defense and kicker, both D for Brad. Eagles defense, but in the 10th round is way too early. Kicker, he got Justin Tucker, but no kicker should be going in the 11th round. But overall, kind of disregarding the last two, he gets a B plus in my opinion. His QB and RB should be able to carry this team deep into the playoffs. And here's my hot take. Brad wins the championship. I got him going 10-4, making the playoffs, going all the way this year. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, honestly, Brad did tell me that he was due this year, and honestly, the only thing I thought he was due for was a baby, honestly. But, you know, we can't let Brad win the championship because we're never going to live it down. Like, all we'll hear for the next, like, 10 years, like, bad company 20th anniversary, Brad's just going to talk about, do you remember 10 years ago when I won the championship, blah, blah, blah.
It won't happen.
Huh?
It won't happen.
I hope not.
Putting the commissioner curse on him.
Putting the commissioner curse. In all seriousness, yeah. Though, top half of the roster, like, quarterback, running back, like, it's pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Kind of goes downhill from there. I mean, he does have Justin Tucker and the Ravens, like, offense, like, they can get into, well, anything just past midfield is practically field goal range for that man. So, I mean, but defense, 10th round, why are you doing that? Kicker, 11th round, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand that at all. I mean, I can't blame him for the defense part. Like, defenses were already being taken before him taking the Eagles defense, but still, you can't do that, honestly. Solid team though. Brad, you'll get into the playoffs. You won't win the championship though.
All right, should we move on to Beans then?
Soldier Beans.
All right, I gave him a B plus for quarterback. He's got Justin Herbert. I gave him a D at running back. We don't know what's going to happen with Jonathan Taylor, and Najee's okay, but
Colts are allowing him to be traded.
Yeah, if he does get traded, that'll be interesting. It still doesn't affect his draft grade, but I think he should be hoping he does get traded, I would think, at this point.
I think Najee Harris will have better stats than Jonathan Taylor, honestly.
I mean, at this point, I don't think that's too outlandish. Yeah, I could see that.
Well, that's just because Pittsburgh's going to run him into the ground. Like, if the pass – see, and that's, like, going back to me with Pickens and then even whoever has Deontay Johnson. Like, if Pittsburgh's passing – huh?
Brof,
yeah. Whoever has Pittsburgh, like, if Pittsburgh's passing attack just shits the bed because Pickett can't throw the ball for some reason, then of course they're just going to go back to old Pittsburgh Steelers football and run the ball into the ground. But sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Wide receiver, I gave him a B. He's got Davante Adams, who's always good. And at tight end, C+, because the Muth is always Luth. Flex, I gave him an F. I had Michael Thomas last year, and he'll play twice this year, and that'll be great. But I gave you an F, one of the few Fs in the whole draft. Defense, C+. Dolphins added a lot to their defense this year, so that's a good pick. And then a C at kicker, just like most other people. But Beans, this was a tough draft. I'm giving him a D.
I'm going to have to cut Beans some
slack. But they just don't have enough firepower to win long-term.
I'm going to have to cut Beans some slack here just because, like, Beans is stationed on Washington. He had to do the draft via FaceTime. Oliver may have been screwing him over in a way, too. You never really know what the Biggs brothers were up to, honestly, through that FaceTime call. But, no, honestly, quarterback, solid pick. Running back, I mean, Jonathan Taylor,
big
we don't know what...
Mark.
Huh?
Big question.
We don't know what's going to happen. I think Najee Harris is a solid pick, though. Davante Adams, solid pick. One of the best wide receivers in the league. The only question is like, how will the Raiders offense adapt to having Garoppolo as quarterback? Are they going to throw him the ball as much as Derek Carr did last season? McLaurin is, like, a solid wide receiver, too. But
unfortunately, he's got turf toe.
Huh?
Now he's got turf toe, though.
Yeah, and Sam Howell's the quarterback. I mean, Washington's been looking for a quarterback since Joe Theismann, but that's neither here or there.
RG3, baby.
Huh?
Who's the man? RG3.
RG3 doesn't get injured. Washington has their quarterback. If RG3 doesn't get injured, he's still playing quarterback there right now. But
he's a Hall of Famer.
I mean, honestly, like, he probably would have been...
Possible.
He probably would have been Washington's best quarterback since Theismann, honestly. Jesus Christ, Beans, you fucking drafted a guy that got suspended 3 games and a guy that hasn't played a full season since 2019. Holy fuck. Oh, God. I mean, you know, Kamara's only suspended 3 games, honestly. It's just a matter of what New Orleans, like, resorts to doing, like, when he comes back. Same thing with Michael Thomas. I mean, he has not played a full season since 2019. I honestly just don't get the flex options. Dolphins defense, they added a lot of guys. Jalen Ramsey's injured, though. And then, I mean, McManus will be a fine. He's okay. I mean, like I said, after Justin Tucker, it's really a crapshoot, honestly. There are solid kickers after that, but, like, it's a fine. Your hot take is a terrible one, honestly. If that actually happens, then I will never.
Yeah, I didn't say it. My hot take is Jonathan Taylor gets traded to the Dallas Cowboys.
If that actually, what did you just watch? Get up one morning and just decide to put that there.
Jerry Jones wants him.
Okay, Mike Greenberg. Okay,
he'd be perfect in that offense.
Okay, Marcus.
Take the Giants down.
I mean, according to Dan Orlovsky, the Giants are a sneaky Super Bowl contender. I take that with a grain of salt, though.
yeah. Okay, but I had Beans going 4-10. I think it's going to be another tough year for Beans. He had a hard time setting his lineup last year. Oliver and I are going to step in and try to do the best we can week to week. But it's going to be another tough year for Beans, I think.
Honestly, no disrespect to Beans, but because he's in the Army, I think he should have just taken a year away from the league, honestly, just because, like, you know, he couldn't be at the draft in person. And also just like the...
How dare you? He's a former champion.
No, I respect Beans. I have the utmost respect for Beans. But at the same time, like, I just don't want to, you know, I don't want Beans getting screwed in this league, honestly. I'm looking out for him, if anything. All right. Okay, so we've moved from Beans over to good old Ryan Wetfalls. I mean, this is you. Go take it away.
We're back watching the Republican debate. Tim Scott is talking, the South Carolina Senate.
He's the whole Senate for the state of South Carolina. He is the Senate.
That's what the description said from the brief minute we took.
He is the Senate. Oh, shit.
Yep. So he's talking about Ryan's team, and he doesn't have a lot of great things to say about Ryan's team. He says, at quarterback, Ryan gets a D. Jared Goff? Really? Really?
Really?
A D for a quarterback. Running back gave him a C. He's got Mixon and Madison. I don't think either of them are that great of talents at this point in their career, but they're going to get a lot of work. The Vikings and Cincinnati, they don't add another running back to the room. Wide receiver, he gets an A. I mean, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Debo, that's a legit top three.
That rivals Hunter as best wide receiver room in the league.
Yeah, I think Hunter's is a little better, but Ryan's two are better than Hunter's two, in my opinion. But moving forward, Greg Dulcich, I gave him a C+. I think he's worth a shot that late in the draft, and I think Denver's offense is going to be a little better with Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson this year. At flex, I gave him a B. I'm not super high on Debo, but there's a lot of good options on his bench, in my opinion. C for defense and kicker, just like everybody else. And then overall, I'm giving this team a B-. I think... I don't know, like, at quarterback, I think you do need a good quarterback nowadays in fantasy to be one of the legit teams, and Jared Goff is not going to get it done, even with the stack of him and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think this team's going to be floating around 500, and maybe Kyler Murray comes back, and if it's the same old Kyler Murray, look out. This team's going to be really good, but I'm not banking on that. So I love Antonio Gibson this year, but... I've got this team going 7-7, right on that cusp of the playoffs. What do you think, Jerry?
I mean, honestly, like, this doesn't look like a Ryan drafted team, honestly. I mean, over the years, at least since I've been in the league, and I'm just going to say from that standpoint, Ryan has had fairly solid drafts. Like, his team, like, was well-rounded and balanced, like, years past. This year, I don't think it's that, like, I don't think it's as well-rounded as and balanced as, like, in, as teams in the past. The wide receiver room, like I said, top two rooms in the league. Quarterback, question mark. I mean, Jared Goff, I mean, he had a good season last year, but the thing is, though, is, like, he's like Daniel Jones. Is he going to have that sustained success with Detroit, like, this season, like this season? Is he going to, like, improve upon that? I don't know. I mean, honestly, like, the Lions offense, like, you know, isn't bad. The Lions offense isn't bad. It's just more along the lines, can Jared Goff, like, keep doing, like, what, continue from last year and, you know, on the right path, honestly. Bench has options. Defense, the Chiefs defense. Chris Jones said he could potentially sit out until week 8. That's kind of crazy. I mean, he is a, like, Chris Jones said he could sit out till week 8. I mean, like, that's kind of bad. That's bad, honestly. I mean, you know, not bad for Ryan as a Bills fan, but bad for Ryan if he has the Chiefs defense up until week 8. Jake Elliott, good kicker. I mean, honestly, he's got a good leg. Running back room, I mean, Madison's going to get the carries now that Dalvin Cook is gone. But Joe Mixon, I mean, honestly, like, he's lucky he's not suspended. I'm just going to put that out there. He probably should have been suspended for 3 or 4 games like Kamara was. But I think that probably he could have done better with the running back room. But at the same time, it's like there's only a couple handfuls of great running backs out there. After, like, 10 to 12 running backs are taken, it's a crapshoot, in my opinion. I'm in the same boat as him with that, honestly. Ryan always finds a way to get into the playoffs, though. I mean,
not last year.
Okay, I take that back. Almost always finds a way to get into the playoffs. Okay. But he floats. Like, he's never truly out of contention, like, early in the season. I guess the main thing is, like, what happens at quarterback when Kyler Murray comes back. When's he even going to come back?
I think it could be earlier than people are expecting. I don't know. I've heard rumblings of week 4, but I think that's like dreaming. Like, Cardinals fans are dreaming of that.
Cardinals fans are dreaming. They're always dreaming. Yeah. They've been dreaming since 2008, but
right.
But no, honestly, like, if he comes back at week 4, then that great. But if he doesn't come back at week 4, like, I don't know, maybe week 6, week 7. But still, like, that's about just a little over a third of the season gone there. Nah, decent team. He'll find a way to get into the playoffs. 500 probably there. I mean, the only thing is, though, Ryan, like, manages his roster really well, so. I know for a fact, like Ryan will find a way to, like, make a trade or two, and also even, like, get some really good waiver claims in too. So, like, Ryan, you're good in my eyes. You're good in my eyes. I mean, you know, keep doing you.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on. We got our league's newcomer here in Riley. Let's move through this one quickly, because this one was kind of rough.
This one was a bit rough.
I gave you a B- at quarterback. Josh Allen, he's a stallion.
Great pick, but too early. Come on.
Yeah, too early. And running back, I gave you a C. Kenneth Walker and Dalvin Cook, I don't know. It's not wowing me. Wide receiver, B-. A.J. Brown's really good, but D-Hop is older. Tennessee runs a slow offense. It's run heavy. I don't like that pick. Tight end, C-. Dallas Goedert is potentially a good gamble, but he's the third target in a run-heavy offense, so I don't love that. Flex, I give you a C- here as well. Christian Kirk had a good last year for the Jags. We're not really sure his role this year with Ridley now in the mix, but I don't know. I just don't have a lot of confidence there. Defense, C-. Yeah, 49ers are a great defense, but the 10th is way too early. Kicker, C-. Butker, it's just way too early. The 12th round is not the kicker round, so overall, I gave this team a D. It's not a great first in-person draft for Riley. The bench looks rough. They need some reinforcements. He already made a waiver claim, and he dropped the sleeper. I like Devontae Parker. I can't remember who we picked up, but I think it was I was okay with the move. It was okay. But I don't like Raheem Mostert. I think this team's going to score the fewest points in the league. I got them going about 4-10.
And ESPN also has them as the worst team in the league rankings-wise as well there. But no, I mean, I'm with you. I'm just going to go through it quick. Quarterback, great pick. Too early, though. I mean, honestly, in general, don't take a quarterback in the first round, even if it's Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. Running back, Dalvin Cook going to do good for the Jets, but the only thing is, though, is, like, I feel like he's going to get injured at some point, and he'll probably, when he gets injured, he'll miss, like, 3 or 4 weeks there, so that takes him out. Wide receiver, A.J. Brown, good receiver. Very good receiver, I should say. Hopkins getting older, honestly. I don't understand the move to Tennessee, like, in general, just because of the other guy that I mentioned that they traded away last season. But D-Hop, I mean, what's Tennessee's quarterback situation looking like anyways? I mean, like...
They got Tannehill.
Yeah, but they also drafted Will Levis, and they also have... not Desmond Ridder, is it?
No, the running
back. Malik Willis.
Yeah, Malik Willis.
Malik Willis. I'm sorry. Why did I think? Why? See, shit. Shows how much I know about... It shows how much I pay attention to, like, actual drafts. Malik Willis. So, like... Tannehill, but, like... At some point, if Tannehill shits the bed, one of those two are going to be QB1. They're just going to run Henry all the time. Flex, it's all right. Defense and kicker, I don't have an issue with the picks. They were just taken way too early. If you're taking, right. Like, when he took the Niners defense in the 10th round, like, I told him it was a good pick, but it is a good pick. Niners defense is pretty damn good, but 10th round way too early. That's like when defense dominoes started to fall, and I remember I got up to the board. I'm just like, what the hell is happening here? Like what? Like I'm not gonna lie. Like from 11th on, I kind of got lost just because of like what was going on strategy wise at that point. From that standpoint, too, kicker.
Pay attention, Jerry. Come on. Stop watching the debate.
I'm watching Messi! Enter Miami! Let's fucking go! Sorry, I'm watching a real fucking... I'm watching the best person in Florida. I'll go to the U.S. Open Cup Final. Sorry about that, guys. But, Harrison Butker, good kicker. 12th round, too early, though. Honestly, defense kicker, last two picks in the draft. I'll move on to co-champ Oliver.
Let's do it. Oliver, let's try to keep this brief, Jerry. Come on, we got to get through these. Last two, let's do it. Quarterback, C+. Trevor Lawrence, good pick. That's fine. Running back, B+. I don't know how the league let Bijan fall to you there. I couldn't believe it. Wide receiver, B-. CD
Why don't you take Bijan again? Second round?
First?
Okay,
thinking about taking him second.
Well, you probably should have then if you're making that comment.
He's going to be good. CeeDee Lamb and Mike McCarthy's slow offense.
McCarthy calling the offense for the Dallas Cowboys is going to be terrible. Okay?
Yes.
I feel bad. I almost feel bad for people that took players on the Cowboys offense. I almost do.
Tight end? D+. What's worse than overdrafting a middle tier tight end? Overdrafting two middle tier tight ends and TJ Hockenson and Kyle Pitts.
If this was like 4 years ago, he probably would have the best tight end room in the league almost.
Well, Pitts wouldn't be in the league, so.
Well, TJ anyway. Hockenson 4 years ago was also like an elite tight end, in my opinion.
He was pretty good last year when he moved to Minnesota. But anyway, we're moving through this quicker. Flex, B+, James Conner, I think he's a steal, good pick. Defense, C+, didn't reach for the Saints, and they've got some good early season matchups I like. And then kicker, Jason Myers, he can kick. Overall, Oliver, he gets a B+, in my opinion, and this team will make the playoffs for the 10th year in a row, but unfortunately, I don't see a three-peat for this team as it stands right now. Kyle Pitts is just too big of a bust. I don't think he's going to start one of his current two tight ends in his first matchup in the playoffs. I think he'll have some scrub that he picks up off the waiver wire as his starting tight end in the
playoffs.
Here's
a hot take. Here's a hot take. Hunter drops Dalton Kincaid for some reason. and Oliver picks him up, and then all of a sudden Dalton Kincaid just balls out. It's going to be just like last year with what happened with me. George Kittle was playing left tackle. I traded him to Oliver. All of a sudden, George Kittle just stopped playing left tackle, just became George Kittle again, and it came back to bite me in the ass because I lost to Oliver in the final four, in the semifinals last season.
Right.
I mean, so
I got Oliver going 9-5. What do you think, Jerry?
Oliver's gonna, you know what, I'll mark it down. I'm gonna go with that 9-5. Quarterback, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, you know, I think he improves from last season. I think he has a better year this year than he did last year, just because I feel the Jags are gonna improve as a team overall. You should have taken Bijan. I kept Hill, so I can't say anything there. Anybody that has a single player on the Cowboys offense in their team, I almost feel bad for you. Mike McCarthy calling the plays is terrible. Jesus Christ. Pitts hasn't been... I thought Pitts was in the league longer, honestly. What? Shit.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. Shows how much I pay attention. See, honestly, it shows how much I don't pay attention to the league as much as I used to, honestly. Flex, James Conner, good pick. He just turns out to be sneaky good. Defense kicker, I'm copy paste, same thing.
Yep.
Same thing there. Oliver's gonna make the playoffs. I mean, he'll find a way to go on a run. I'm with you. I don't think he wins, but you know, we'll see what happens. Let's move on to our other coach champ, Luke.
Yeah. Last but not least, we're gonna do this quickly. It's Luke Grad. Quarterback, I gave him a B+. He's got Deshaun Watson. If he can return to prior form, I think the ninth round is a steal. Running back, A+. Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley, easily the best running back tandem in the league, in bad company. Wide receiver, I gave him a B. Amari Cooper fits the stack with Watson very nicely. And Keenan Allen, he is a PPR beast when he is healthy. Tight end, he's getting a D. George Kittle, as Jerry referenced we were talking about Oliver, how he played left tackle. I just don't see George Kittle being an offensive weapon.
They have too many offensive weapons. They already hate.
Yes.
Luke actually has San Francisco's best weapon in his team in McCaffrey. So,
right,
like,
exactly.
So, I mean, like, having Kittle there, you know, it's fine there,
Kittle needs McCaffrey and Debo to get hurt before he becomes valuable, in my opinion.
Exactly. And even then, George Kittle still has to go through Brandon Ayuk to probably get some targets, honestly.
Yep. James Cook at flex, I think that's sneaky good. I like Addison and Sutton, the wide receivers on the bench. Always nice to have a rookie wide receiver to look forward to. And I believe in the post-hype sleeper, Cortland Sutton. And then defense, I gave him a D. The Bills defense in the 11th round is a homer pick, and I have my doubts about McDermott taking over this year. There's something in the back of my head. I'm a little skittish about McDermott running things. And that kicker, I also gave you a D. Why did you take Carlson in Las Vegas?
Daniel Carlson. Hey, he got me places last season. Let me tell. Was it last season or two seasons ago? He got me places. They may have not been good places, but they got me places. Let me tell you. Honestly, no.
One sec. Overall, I gave Luke a B+. I really liked his draft for the most part. A tight end I didn't love, but basically everything else is pretty good in my opinion. I think Dawson Knox is going to have more points at tight end this year than George Kittle. I think people are kind of forgetting about him. I think he's going to score more touchdowns this year than Dalton Kincaid, and probably more than George Kittle. I don't think that's too outlandish to think.
I don't think George Kittle has a top 10 fantasy production season for tight ends, honestly.
Yeah. So my projected record for Luke is 9-5. I got him amongst the league's best again this year.
So Luke has a solid team here. I mean, quarterback, I mean, we all know about the off-the-field stuff there, but, like, on the field, if Deshaun Watson can go back to, like, 2020 Deshaun Watson before all the shit happened, great pick. Running back, best running back room in the league. Wide receiver, I mean, honestly, pretty solid. Tight end, like you said there, Dawson Knox. I'm getting ready to say Dalton. I'm fucking tired. Dawson Knox, honestly, TE1 for the Bills. I mean, he will definitely get more of the action there than Kincaid. George Kittle is probably going to play left tackle again, honestly. Defense, on like Bills defense, like on, like my thing more along the lines is, and this is not, this is more coming from a team standpoint than a fantasy standpoint, like linebacker. Like, I mean, like, you know, if they give up plays in the, if they give up plays in the middle of, in the middle of the field, they're like, you know, well, who's gonna, like, who are they gonna have, who are they gonna have there? And then I'm with you, honestly. I I'm a Giants fan, but I don't hate the team. I still follow, but I do have doubts in McDermott taking the team, taking over the defense also, honestly. I mean, everybody forgets that Sean McDermott was the defensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers when E.J. Manuel took the Bills down the field and won that game a decade ago. So, you know.
Free EJ,
yeah. And then Daniel Carlson, like I said, he took me places. I don't remember if they were good places or not. But if I can't remember, you know it's not good. But no, Luke, solid team. Better of the two grad brothers, honestly.
Oh, definitely. More championships.
More championships. Luke is the true king of the castle in Casa de Grad, true. Okay?
Yes.
But standings.
Anything else about Luke?
Standings, I see. Let's get that.
Yeah, so just a quick recap with everybody. I had Brad at 10-4, Oliver at 10-4. Did I have it? I take that back. Okay, so here we go. Brad and Oliver I have at 10-4. Oliver, I misspoke on your slide. Brophy, Frank, and Luke I have all at 9-5. Ryan and myself I have at 7-7. Dan at 6-8. As the eighth team, just missing out on the playoffs. Jerry at 5-9, and then Beans, Hunter, and Riley all at 4-10. What do you think, Jerry? Any closing remarks before we wrap up our report cards for the season?
The fact that Brad going 10-4, if that actually happens, that is an injustice to the league, considering the fact that Brad has scathed a punishment for the past season and a half now, almost, pretty much.
He goes 10-4. His punishment is he doesn't get to play in the playoffs.
I'm fine with that. That works for me. That works for me. You're the commish. You said it. He's going to hear it. Okay, that works for me. The big one there is Frank. I mean, you know, like I said, Frank's going to call me out. Oh, Jerry's talking bad about my team, blah, blah, blah. No, Frank, like I said, you have the horses. Do not fuck this up. I believe in you, okay? Dan, 6-8. Kind of a little, as much as I said Dan's team is terrible, his roster management skills somehow finds a way. It's a little disrespectful.
He's gonna be in the mix.
Huh?
He's
going to
be in the mix.
Yeah, he's going to be in the mix. Riley, not a good team. Not a good team. Good picks, just wish they had different, just wish that they were in different rounds, but the depth isn't there. Hunter, you reached into the cookie jar, like, deep, my guy. You reached deep into the cookie jar. Beans, I feel bad for Beans because he's not here, so, like, I feel like he's getting fucked in a way. And I'm gonna do better than 5-9. I'm gonna get back into the playoffs. So let me tell you, okay? Let me talk to you. I'm getting back into the playoffs, all right? But then, like, I'm gonna predict my champion. I think Oliver gets it done again. The reign continues of Harambe.
No one's ever three-peated.
I think Oliver will be that team to three-peat, and Frank will have a run to the final.
Wow.
Frank will have... I believe in Frank. I really do. I mean, it just comes down to him managing the roster, honestly. Like, like team's there. Just don't fuck it up, Frank. I believe in you. Okay?
All right, so what should we talk about now, Jerry? Now that we've put that to bed.
How Ron DeSantis isn't even the most popular person in his own state compared to Lionel Messi. No, all joking aside, though. I don't know. This time last week, we were at the Nickelback concert. Actually, we were just finishing up the Nickelback concert this time last week.
Yes.
You know, talk about...
What was your favorite song they played?
I was going to make a joke and say the cover song that they did when Josh Ross and
Copperhead Brent... Copperhead Road.
Huh?
Copperhead Road.
Copperhead Road. I was going to make a joke and say that. I mean, that wasn't bad. I do wish that... I don't think that they needed to do that, honestly. They probably could have replaced that with another, like, with another, like, with an actual Nickelback song. I thought Chad Kroeger talked too much, honestly.
Yes, agreed.
Also... Yeah.
I thought... I have my discrepancies with the show. Like, he talked too much. They played a lot of slow songs, and kind of like the pace was kind of weird. I mean, they're Nickelback, and they're covering a song that nobody knows, even though I thought that was probably one of the cooler moments of the show, in my opinion.
It wasn't bad. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Also, I didn't know that that's what Josh Ross looked like, because I had no idea who Josh Ross is. He comes out, and I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Couldn't tell you. Ryan probably knows.
No, Ryan does know. And then Brantley Gilbert's like, well... Ryan told me that I guess Brantley Gilbert, like at all his concert, at all Brantley Gilbert concerts, he dedicates a song all the time to people that are in jail. Like when I heard that, he was like, how many of y'all have been in jail? I'm just like, I look at my friend Jake and I'm like, what is this? And we're just both laughing because like we don't go to country concert. Like, well, I don't go to country concerts, so I'm confused. But Ryan told me, I guess, that he does that all the time. Overall, I give it a B-. Neither of us saw Josh Ross. You probably saw a little bit more of Brantley Gilbert than I did, but, like, I didn't think it was bad. I just don't know the songs. Nickelback, like I said, Chad Kroeger talked too much. You don't have a fan sing your biggest hit. Like, honestly, I get that they did that the entire tour, but, like... Do a different song. Don't do your biggest hit.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm glad that I couldn't hear her, honestly. Like, everybody, like, myself included, everybody around me, we were just, singing the words and, like, blaring them out at the top of our lungs. So we couldn't hear her, honestly, and maybe that was a good thing. And then, I don't know, like I said, it could have been worse. Like, I read that, like, the St. Louis show, I think it was the St. Louis show, one Midwest show, I think, St. Louis or Minneapolis, one of the two, they ended up, like, not performing, like, four songs because Chad Kroeger, like, had a throat issue, so they, like, they postponed early, but still, like you said, it's Nickelback, like, they didn't need to talk too much, they didn't need to do all the slow stuff. I get that, like, you're promoting, like, your new album, that the tour was for their new album, but still, though. And this is me with all concerts. People want to hear the hits. People are there to like hear the songs that they know. They don't need any surprise. They don't need any surprises. I will say that I noticed, at least around me, like when the songs that they did like from the new album, some people like were there, like were like going along with it, you know, singing, jamming there, whatever. But I looked like towards the back, honestly, a couple times, since like it looked kind of lethargic. I'm like, oh my god. But
yeah, so my official thoughts were about the new album. Like, I love San Quentin. That was a great opener. The second song we played, High Time. I liked the song. I didn't think it was as good live as it is like on the album.
On the album, yeah.
And then the last song, Those Days, like that is the most typical Nickelback song. It's like Photograph, like version 5, because they have so many different songs that are the exact same thing as Nickel or as Photograph. If you've heard the song Photograph, which everybody has, you've heard this new song they just came out with, and I just did not need to hear it. What I would say my favorite part of the show was when we lifted Jerry up and crowd surfed him all the way to the front, and then we dropped him in front and they got in the big fight and the five people were arrested. That was my favorite part of the show.
Oh yeah, man, you also forgot that I participated in a marriage proposal too.
Yes, oh god, that was my least favorite part.
That was my least favorite part.
That was so bad.
That was bad. God. That was bad. No, I did not participate in a marriage proposal, let me tell you that. I am not engaged.
But yeah, I like Brantley Gilbert. I thought he sounded great. I didn't really know many of his songs. I knew a few, but I thought they sounded really good.
They did.
I didn't think he needed 16 songs. I didn't go there to see 16 Brantley Gilbert songs. But
no.
Nickelback, it's the best band that me, Jerry, and anyone will ever see. They're the best band ever, but it wasn't the best show they could have put on. That's my official review. Jerry, we saw greatness that last week, a week ago tonight, we saw greatness, but it just wasn't their greatest show.
No, it wasn't their greatest show. That. Yeah, we saw greatness compared to what I saw on Saturday, which was Javier Baez hit a home run somehow, even though the man likes to swing, like, at everything that comes his way in the air, on the ground, at the knees, at his head, whatever, and I saw him hit a home run in person, and yes, I honestly couldn't believe it.
I cannot stand Javier Baez. He's probably my least favorite player. He's got to be a top three all-time least favorite players that I've ever seen go against Cleveland, and I can't wait till he's out of the league. He's the biggest bum.
The man honestly should be out of the league right now, honestly. Like, he fell off after 2017, like, World Baseball Classic. Like, he reached his peak in 2017 at the World Baseball Classic, and then he just dropped after that, in my opinion. Like, he hasn't really been the same.
I thought he's always been overrated because he's always been flashy. Like, he was good, but he was always so flashy that he would make the highlight reel, and I just thought he was so overrated.
He couldn't make the basic play, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But
he wasn't a great hit. He struck out all the time. He's like the leader of the home run or strikeout parity in the league now. So
pretty much. Like I said, I witnessed him hit a home run in person. I mean, like, wasn't like. When that happened, I'm like, and what killed me the most was that, like, I had Tigers fans sitting next to me, like, where we were sitting, which I thought was kind of crazy because, like, we were in the we were in the section, like, where the standing room only is, like, that area, and we had Tigers fans next to us, and one of them was wearing a Javi Baez t-shirt, and I'm like, oh my fucking god, if this guy actually does
waste
something,
of money.
Javi Baez, waste of money. Huh?
Should we talk about your New York Yankees?
They won, I think. Well, they were
before tonight, lost 9 straight games.
If they would have lost tonight, that would have been the longest winning, longest losing streak since 1913 or whatever it was. World War One didn't even happen the last time the Yankees lost 10 straight games. Thankfully, they didn't, though. I mean, honestly, the only thing that I'm getting out of the losing streak, and even with how bad the Yankees have been this second half of this whole season, I should say, is that when they lose to teams, they give them false hope in regards to playoff contention. The Yankees got swept by the Angels before the trade deadline. The Angels made all those moves, and they've gone backwards. They have gotten worse in regards to where they were before the trade deadline. They got swept. Okay, they got swept by the Braves. The
Angels
Braves,
Angels gonna Angels.
Angels gonna Angels. They got swept by the Braves. Okay, that's fine. Braves are the best team in baseball. I bow to you. Okay, you may win the World Series. They got swept by Boston, though, and then that one. Like, okay, Boston's not good either. But, like, I don't think Boston's gonna make the postseason. If they do, they're gonna sneak in potentially, and even then, I don't think they are because. I mean, Seattle and Toronto are battling out for that last wildcard spot. Houston is battling for the second wildcard spot and also the division. And then, like, you've got Tampa, who's in the first wildcard spot. So, like, when Boston swept us, yeah, I was mad. Okay, I was a little mad, but, like, we suck. I know we suck. I don't care. I care, but I don't. I also, like, had a laugh because it's like, oh, let's go. We're giving Boston false hope because, like, we're going to make them think that they're good enough to get into the postseason, when in reality they probably aren't going to. Like, the offense, for Boston, the offense is there. The pitching kind of not. But no, the Yankees. of all pitchers to finally win a game, Luis Severino, who's been ass all season. Also, I don't know how Brad feels about his Nats being the team to... have the losing.
Honestly, that shouldn't even count as a win. You beat the Nationals. It's basically a AAA team. So, in my opinion, the losing streak still stands at 9. It just didn't extend to 10.
So, okay, so if they lose to the Nats tomorrow, then it's a 10-game losing streak in your mind?
Yes, yes.
Well, okay.
And, Jerry, I did write down some stats based off the losing streak right here on this sheet of paper.
Okay, Kornheiser.
This is their first win since Lolita the whale has passed away. I mean, It's a tragedy.
Well, first look on the bright side. Jim Irsay has money to spend on a running back now.
The last time the Yankees won, Frank the Tank was still 57 years old. I mean, that was forever ago.
Happy birthday, and lastly, Frank.
Morgan Wallen still had his mullet, and now he's bald. I mean, the Yankees, what a disaster.
Yeah, what a disaster.
And counting, still counting. It doesn't matter what happens tonight, because tonight was basically an exhibition. They're out of the playoffs. This is not a meaningful game. Therefore, it does not count.
Dubs hit three home runs, so it does count in my eyes. Everson Pereira also got his first big league RBI, even though it was just a measly fielder's choice. But yeah, no, I think you and I should just give up on our teams. Like, I mean, the Yankees, we're four games under 500, but we're not making the postseason. Honestly, the Guards lost 3 of 4 to the Tigers. I think that's the nail in the coffin for their season. They're not getting the division.
Tito's probably retiring.
They probably should have won. They probably should have won on Saturday. They left 11 men on base.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Cole Calhoun, Guardians legend, batting third every night now.
He hit a home run, and I saw it.
I know. But if you have Cole Calhoun batting third in your lineup, the state of your team is just in shambles. Ramon Laureano is also batting cleanup, basically, like, against.
They probably could have used all the legends that came for Manny Ramirez's Guardians Hall of Fame induction ceremony. They probably
Did
could
you give
just...
me a bobblehead?
I got myself a bobblehead. I tried to get you a bobblehead, but it's not like when we went to Pittsburgh. There were too many people, like actual workers, like walking around the gates. I actually tried a couple times to like walk up and sneak up and take one of them as somebody wasn't looking. I also tried to go again and ask, like,
you're not,
you know,
sneaky enough.
Huh?
Not sneaky enough.
Well, I also tried to pull, like, oh, my friend dropped us off, but realized he left his wallet at home story, and he's gonna come back, and he's gotta go get it and come back. But then, like, because I saw these two people, like, I'm not gonna lie, they honestly probably would have believed me. But then, like, a whole, like, 20 people just walked towards their gate, their section of the gate, and I'm like, fuck. I just couldn't at that point.
Gotcha.
I tried, though.
What's up?
I tried. I had a couple ideas.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I got a free koozie as well out of it.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a free
koozie. One?
Huh? I mean, you can have the free koozie if you want. I don't care. It's a nice koozie.
Maybe. It's the least you could do since you didn't get me a bobblehead.
I tried to get you a bobblehead. I mean, honestly, like, hey, it wasn't bad. Hey, at least I got to see a full game this year. Unlike last year, like, when I only saw 3 innings and then a 5-hour rain delay happened, but at least they gave me, I will give them this. They gave me my money back last season, so I will give them the credit there.
There you go.
But yeah, no, I'm done. Honestly, baseball-wise, Yankees suck. I'll probably follow the National League more just because that's, just because the NL wild card is like a really good race there. But then after that, I'm probably just going to follow slim pickings in the postseason, honestly.
I think I'm rooting for the O's. I wouldn't mind Texas winning, but they did buy, like, all their players, so that's not ideal.
They did buy all their players. The Mariners. Mariners are good again.
I would like the Rays to win, a small market team, but I had to drop Wander Franco from the franchise this past week.
That's I wonder why. That man's a disappointment. He's going to end up in jail in the Dominican Republic, and he's never playing baseball ever again. Yep. And that's such a shame.
Yep.
I remember going to see first look at him when the Blue Jays were the Buffalo Blue Jays back in 2020, and he and me and the fam went to go see them play Tampa. And that was the first look at Wander Franco. I mean, I don't remember what he did that day, but, like, he showed promise, like, if he was still in the league up until last week.
Right. Yeah, but he was really good the first half of the season on my fantasy team, but he's no longer with us.
No, he is. So. No, he is not. But, yeah, no, another good episode. Report card, you know, we teams, you know where you stand. Nickelback, you know where you stand. I think I know where I stand. Ron DeSantis, you don't know where you stand, though. Like I said, you're not even the most popular person in the state of Florida. Frank, happy belated birthday. I hope you enjoyed it. Brad, your team is not going to go 10-4. And Hunter, stop calling me while I am working. I love you, but I am a busy man. And on that note, just keep on keeping on.
See ya.